And good morning. It is 8:19. I'm Jonathan Reeves. You're listening to Morning Edition on KASU. And right now we continue with our congressional interviews. And as we welcome Senator John Bozeman here to KASU. Senator Bozeman, thank you for your time.
Well, thank you, Jonathan, as always, for having us. It's good to be on.
And so now as we get past the election and now we're starting to look at a new administration and that, kind of give us the scene of what's going on in Washington right now, especially in the Senate, what you all are going through right now.
Well, really what we're trying to do now is figure out a path forward for funding the government. And so I think what we'll do is do what we call a continuing resolution where the spending continues as it has the last year for the next 3 months, and then get the new member sworn in, and then go from there, and really, try and do our very best to make sure that the taxpayers' money is being spent wisely. Along with that, the Iran sanctions bill, bill that has to do with ways to sanction Iran if they get out of line, and they have been out of line, expires. And so we want to get that renewed in the next few weeks. And so also, and this is not a glamorous thing, but the big water resources bill that has to do with our waterways, our inland waterways, our ports, our harbors, 40% of the agriculture is exported from Arkansas, and you need a way to move those products, and much of that is done by river and ocean. And so it really is very, very important that we, continue to strengthen that, build our infrastructure.
And so those will all happen during this lame duck session?
Yes, sir. And these are things that are very nonpartisan. It's both sides, Democrats, Republicans, working together, to find a path forward. And so these are good things. And again, I think you'll find that it'll be very strongly supported on both sides with all of those things.
Now, I know that with the new administration coming in, Donald Trump is the president-elect in that, and there are some people who are just, frankly, they're a little concerned about what will happen because there's some who say that what the Republicans are going to do now that they have control of the House, the Senate, and the White House is basically kind of undo everything that President Obama has done in his past 8 years. Is that really what you all want to do, is just basically undo everything?
No, I don't think everything will be undone, but I think the election was in large extent a repudiation of the Obama policies of the last 8 years. And so certainly, the situation that we have with health care, these tremendous increases, I think the average was 22%. That's simply not sustainable. Everybody agrees with that. And so most Arkansans now have $5,000-$10,000 deductibles, very high premiums. That's not insurance. That's catastrophic insurance. So it has to be addressed. We'll be addressing things like that. The regulatory atmosphere that's come out of Washington in the last few years, that's all I heard about when I was on the campaign trail. And so, these are things that will make it easier for people to be in a situation where our people that are hiring people will want to, once again, have some certainty in the system, and then, have some confidence so that we can get the economy moving, which would be tremendous for everyone. The name of the game is jobs, jobs, jobs. If you don't have a job, if you can't take care of your family, everything else is pretty unimportant.
What would you like to see out of the first 100 days of the new administration?
Well, I think, again, right at the top of the list is going to be health care reform. I'd like to repeal and replace Obamacare. And, there's some good replacements out there to make it more affordable. The other thing is securing the border. That's something else that I heard a lot about. Mr. Trump has pledged to do that, so I'm sure he is going to do that. And regardless of how you feel the solution to the immigration problems that we have, the illegal immigration, you have to secure the border first. And you do that not only for illegal immigration purposes, but there's a drug war, raging in Mexico along the border that's spilling over into our country. We're a nation at war We need to know who's coming and going. So there's going to be a lot of things. And then again, rolling back a lot of the regulatory actions that the president took just single-handedly by executive action. These were things that couldn't find enough votes in Congress, Republicans and Democrats alike, feeling like, that those in many cases weren't the way to go. And yet the president did it by executive order. The agencies did it through their ability. And so a lot of that stuff will be rolled back also.
And so let's talk about, first of all, the U.S. Senator John Bozeman joining us here on KASU. Let's talk about Obamacare for just a second, or the Affordable Care Act. You've said that there are some better alternatives. How would you define the better alternative to Obamacare?
Well, you've got to get competition in the system. The thing that was wrong with health care when all this started was that it wasn't affordable. And rather than address that, what they did was they just took the old system, dumped a whole bunch more people into it, and then the people that had insurance, are winding up paying for those that didn't. And we spent $1 trillion. There's a few more million people insured, but there should be. $700 billion taking out of Medicare. That's one of the reasons now that it's more and more difficult for seniors on Medicare to find a doctor that will accept them. So these are real problems. So I think you do it through using the free market competition, allowing insurance companies such that we can shop across state lines. It makes, we see the Geico commercials on television, all the other commercials. I can get my car insurance any place I want to. But health insurance, you have to get within your state. And about a third of the counties in America now, there's only one provider. So that's not a good situation. Along with that, allowing small businesses like my barber in a very easy way to team together and go into the market, get the same deal as a major corporation. We've got to get rid of these nuisance lawsuits. There's many, many counties in Arkansas now where nobody's delivering babies because of the high cost of malpractice insurance. So those are just the common sense things that we have to do. There's some good things in the law, things like pre-existing conditions and things. We need to look at those things. I think there'll be a lot of things that are kept, but we can do it without spending so much money and ruining everybody else's insurance.
What would you say to those people who are, and I've asked this question to U.S. Representative Rick Crawford and also Senator Cotton, so I'm going to ask you the same question too here real quick. What would you say to those who are already on the Affordable Care Act and are afraid of losing this insurance? What would you say to those people who are already using that?
Well, I would say, first of all, that again, everybody agrees that the trajectory we're on, it simply doesn't work. Nationwide, the average increase is like 22%. So you just simply can't do that. And you can't imagine the pressure that the insurance companies have been under to keep rates down. And even with that, seeing these massive increases till after the election. So I would say that we have to do something different. What I would like to do is go to a system. We're still going to spend money helping those individuals. I'd like to see the states have the money block granted, allow them. The needs in Arkansas are very different than the needs of a Massachusetts or a different state. Allow our governors, to work their magic, and we have a situation in Arkansas where we thought outside the box. Allow them to think outside the box and come up with strategies that would be cost effective and insure as many people as we can for the dollars that we spend.
What about like Medicare expansion or Medicaid expansion? Excuse me, like Arkansas Works, that's here in Arkansas. How should Arkansas deal with that?
Well, again, like I say, there's dollars going to be spent, for that, and I'm for sending the dollars to the state, and then allowing the state of Arkansas to decide how they want to spend those dollars in regard to insuring as many people as they can.
Okay. Well, U.S. Senator John Bozeman joining us here on KASU. So what about the Supreme Court nominations? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that's so important, and I think that was a major decider in this race. The two things that for me were so important were the Supreme Court. That's something. I've got a 4-year-old granddaughter. She's going to have to deal with the results of that up into her 30s. These are long. You get somebody that's fairly young. These are long term appointments. And so what I want is somebody that will look at the intent of the people that crafted the legislation, whether it's the founding fathers with the Constitution or, other laws that have been passed subsequently, and then, follow the law rather than trying to, reinvent based on the political correctness of the day. So that's also very important. And Donald Trump is committed to doing that. So that, I think, is going to another thing that will be right at the top of the list. In fact, it will be at the top of the list. That's something that we'll start talking about almost immediately.
Well, one thing I was going to ask you about, ever since the election happened, we've been seeing in certain cities across the nation protests that have been taking place. Some people are obviously not very happy at all about the president-elect Trump defeating Hillary Clinton. What do you think that he should do to be able to try and he talked about that we can bring America together. What do you think that he should do to be able to try, or should he do anything to try to maybe respond to what's been going on in that regard?
No, I think that he's doing his best to do that through interviews and things like that. You don't want to get out too far ahead of the current president. And I've been pleased that the President Obama has spoken out against this. Vice President Biden, we live in a society with the rule of law, and they lost. And so, you can protest respectfully, and that's certainly okay. But all of this breaking windows and tearing up businesses, and many times in places like Portland, Oregon, where they overwhelmingly, voted for Secretary Clinton, that makes no sense at all. So certainly we need to come together as a nation, and I think everybody truly is committed to doing that. And we can be very proud of the Arkansas delegation. They work together very, very well together, trying to do their best to represent Arkansas, and again, trying to find common ground so that we can actually solve some of the problems that we're faced with.